Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 19, Wednesday, 2019, day 170. Today's topic, trust in the Lord. Wicked as Ahab had victory, bad as Saul became Paul. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank for your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word. Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 135, verses 15 to 21. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to chapter 21, verse 28. Acts chapter 12, verse 24 to chapter 13, verse 15. Proverbs 17, verse 16. Today's main passages. Psalm 135, verses 15 to 21. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, nor is there breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. All you Israelites, praise the Lord, house of Aaron. Praise the Lord, house of Levi. Praise the Lord, you who fear Him. Praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord from Zion, to Him who dwells in Jerusalem. Next passage. It's from 1 Kings, chapter 20, verses 9 to 11. Verses 28 to 30. The man of God came up and told the king of Israel, "This is what the Lord says, because the Arameans think the Lord is a God of the hills and not a God of the valleys. I will deliver this vast army into your hands, and you will know that I am the Lord." For 7 days they camped opposite each other, and on the seventh day the battle was joined. The Israelites inflicted 100,000 casualties on the Aramean foot soldiers in 1 day. The rest of them escaped to the city of Aphek, where the wall collapsed on 27,000 of them, and Ben-Hadad fled to the city and hid in an inner room. Then Acts chapter 13, verses 9 to 12. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elimas and said, "You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? Now the hand of the Lord is against you. You are going to be blind for a time, not even able to see the light of the sun. Immediately, mist and darkness came over him, and he groped about, seeking someone to lead him by the hand. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was amazed at the teaching about the Lord. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. I received from today's Psalm, 1 Kings and Acts, a simple but very important message. Those who trust in the idols will perish, and those who trust in the Lord, even wicked as Ahab had victory, bad as Saul, became Paul. May you trust in the Lord each day that you can have victory each day and that you would be anointed by the Holy Spirit to become a Paul. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to trust in you that we can have victory each day and that we will be anointed by the Holy Spirit to become a Paul. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of encouragement and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your action to trust in the Lord each day that you will become a Paul? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's catch. May the Lord bless you.